Elsewhere, Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip have staged a rally to mark the 13th anniversary of the Al-Aqsa Uprising, also known as the Intifada. They've been holding demonstrations on an almost daily basis to draw international attention to their plight. Press TV's Ashraf Shannon has more on that now from Gaza.
Palestinians in Gaza have rallied in front of the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, and the UN Special Coordinator's Office, UNSCO, marking the 13th anniversary of the Second Palestinian Uprising, which also known as the Al-Aqsa Intifada. The Al-Aqsa Intifada was sparked by the desecration of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied Jerusalem al-Quds in late September of 2000 by then-Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and his bodyguards. Palestinians have been holding rallies and demonstrations on almost a daily basis aimed at drawing international attention to the continued Israeli human rights violations in Jerusalem al-Quds.
Jerusalem al-Quds is the catalyst behind our activities because of the constant Israeli aggressions against it and against its people. We will press ahead with our solidarity and all types of resistance everywhere in Palestine until Palestine is freed. We stand here in front of the UN office to demand an immediate international intervention to protect Jerusalem al-Quds.
Protesters held placards denouncing Israeli occupation amid the international and Arab silence towards the unabated Israeli crimes. They also denounced the so-called peace negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and Israelis.
We believe that young people are responsible for the change, and we're trying to change the way our conflict is going, because we're sick of all the peace promises that are going on the official level, and we're trying to take on the responsibility ourselves and bring about the change we want to see.
In recent weeks, and amid ferocious Israeli settler attacks on Jerusalem al-Quds, Palestinians have been calling for a third intifada, or uprising against Israeli occupation forces.
We have a lot of rights stolen from 1948 until now, and we want by this intifada to bring back all of these rights. But we want to bring these rights back to the Palestinian, to the Palestinian children, to the Palestinian citizen inside Al-Dafa al-Gharbi, inside the West Bank and inside Jerusalem. We hope from this intifada to bring back all of these rights for the Palestinians.
Experts say the international apathy towards the plight of Palestinians will only lead to a new uprising against the Israeli tyranny. 13 years on, Palestinians say they are determined to free Jerusalem al-Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque, no matter what sacrifices are required. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.